What is that?
Oh my god, what is that? Oh my god, what is that?
So I got this watermelon and it's like pinning.
I can't believe I got one.
Oh my god.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, there's nobody here, right? What is that? Because it is not me.
So you started with this.
All right, you're good.
¿Qué quieres?
Hi, I'm James LaFleur, and you're watching The Impossible Channel. Welcome aboard. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. Today we're going to be taking a look at the strangest, the creepiest, and the most unexplained videos that are freaking out the entire internet. From the unexplained videos of a young man who supposedly developed superpowers, showed it on the internet, and has now become a viral sensation, to this bizarre phenomenon where people are going to the supermarkets and buying what looks like plastic food. These, and many more creepy and unexplained videos of encounters with cryptids, ghosts, and glitches in the Matrix. Are you guys ready? Well, let's go. For the past few months, there's been an increase in mysterious sightings of objects and strange things in the sky. And even though nowadays most people have a phone camera with them, it's still very rare to capture a good video of whatever these things are.
Oh my god, what is that? Oh my god! What is that?
Me contem o que vocês acham que é isso.
Acabamos de ver okay. Um fenômeno no cielo e não sabemos o que é.
Algo está sucedendo no cielo. Está todo o mundo mirando. Nem entende o que é o que há aí.
It's very common to see orbs of light or objects in the distance, and sometimes some sort of anomaly that we can't even begin to explain. But we almost never get to see anything up close. However, in the past few weeks, something odd happened in Iran. Something that's been shaking the entire internet. On May 25th, 2024, several people in the capital of Iran saw what's supposed to be this bizarre object hovering just above the city. The object was supposedly seen by several people all over Tehran, and this, for instance, is one of the first videos that was uploaded to social media. Check this out. What appears to be a green luminous object can be seen in the distance. As he zooms in, it becomes quite clear that this is not a chopper nor a plane, it's something else entirely. At first, I was a bit skeptical about it. It looks too much like the ones that we see in movies. But then again, after researching the topic, I came across several videos of people who supposedly caught the same thing on camera that night. Check this out. Whatever this thing is, it was apparently caught from different angles all over Tehran, and it seems to be emitting some sort of sound. Strange, isn't it? But it doesn't stop there. It was also seen by a woman who was petting her cat and recording a video for social media. Check this out. The same luminous object can be seen, but this time hovering in the distance. Whatever this thing is, it caught the attention of the entire internet. Some believe that the videos are fake or CGI. And this is mostly because in the first video you can see that the zoom in feels artificial. However, in other videos the zoom in feels quite normal to me, so I'm not sure about that one. Other internet users left comments stating that this is possibly the real deal, taking into consideration the amount of sightings of the same object seen from a different angle. There were also others who left comments stating that this is possibly Project Bluebeam, or even a drone, which kind of makes sense. But I'm still not sure about this one, so I'm gonna leave it up to you. But when it comes to strange and unexplained sightings in the sky, it doesn't stop there. On April 3rd, 2024, a TikTok account by the name of Texas Ghost Hunters caught something really strange on camera. He was recording a beautiful sunset when all of a sudden he noticed a strange pattern in the sky. Check this out. Did you see that? If you look closely, it's as if there's some sort of luminous pattern on the clouds. Almost as if there are hundreds of buildings on top of the cloud, reflecting off of the sunlight. So either this is a Fata Morgana, an illusion or a mirage, or this is something else entirely. Whatever this anomaly is, I've never seen anything like it. Strange, isn't it? But it gets even stranger. On September 2022, a father and a son were enjoying a sunny afternoon in Argentina, when all of a sudden they noticed something odd in the sky, something that didn't make sense. This is what they caught on camera.
No sé qué hacer.
This mysterious object stays in the same place hovering above the neighborhood for quite a few moments, and I guess that this is what caught this family's attention. After posting the video to the internet, it amassed thousands of views and hundreds of comments. While some believe that this could be just a plastic bag or something like that, many others seem convinced that this is possibly an angel, or some sort of dementor-like entity, like a djinn or maybe a ghost. Now I'd say that this could be a plastic bag or something like that, if it weren't for the fact that it remains in the same place for several minutes. I'm guessing that a plastic bag or a balloon wouldn't do that. It would be dragged by the wind or something like that. Not only that, if you pay close attention, it seems to shapeshift in certain moments. So, what is this? Now just imagine the following situation. You wake up early one morning and you decide to buy the most delicious watermelon for breakfast. So you go to your local supermarket, the one that you're always used to going, and you pick the most delicious one. You go back home and do what anyone would do, and you prepare the watermelon for breakfast. And this is when you realize that there's something wrong with the watermelon. It doesn't look, taste, or feel like food. So trying to understand what's going on, you go back to the supermarket, you get another one, and the same thing happens. Creepy, isn't it? Kinda sounds like something coming out of a horror movie. But what if I told you that for some mysterious reason in the past couple of months, there's been loads of videos trending on social media of something like this happening in the United States?
So I got this watermelon and I like to rinse my watermelon before I cut it, and it's like peeling.
In this particular video posted just a couple of days ago by Gabriela Nails Makeup, we can see what looks like the skin of a watermelon peeling off.
Like, does anybody has problems with their watermelon like this?
After posting the video to TikTok, it amassed millions of views and loads of people were asking the same question. Is this supposed to happen? While some believe that the watermelon is possibly fake or genetically modified, others think it's just because it's been frozen at some point. Which kind of makes sense, and it could be the case. But even if it is, it doesn't stop there.
Gosh. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
For some mysterious reason, there's been loads of videos of people reporting what looks like fake or rubbery food. And to this moment, there's little to no explanation to what is going on. This, for instance, is a video that was uploaded by Kiva on TikTok. Check this out.
It's
So I cut watermelons for my kids, and they're all bringing it right back, saying they don't like the texture. And I've seen enough videos of people posting rubbery watermelon. I can't believe I got one. I got a rubbery watermelon. The texture is so weird. Like, you gotta bend it so far before it will break. With the prices, this is like an $8 watermelon. They're not going to eat it. They won't eat it. They think it tastes, the texture, it's rubber.
Strange, isn't it? But here's where things get even stranger. The deeper I went on the topic and searched for videos and information, the creepier it got. I came across videos of watermelons that supposedly look like plastic. I also came across videos like this one posted by user 74212 on TikTok. Check this out.
Okay, y'all. I threw this watermelon out over a week ago. It smelled really good. Bought it from... Cut it open, and it was like plastic. Tasting it was absolutely horrible. I didn't really know what to do with it, so I threw it outside. This is a week later. It looks like mud. What's going on?
Now, I did search for an explanation to why this is happening, and what I found was an internet user stating that when they aren't ripe and stored improperly and then put into coolers and stores, it jacks the fruit up. That kind of makes sense. But why is it happening with so many people, and why do watermelons look like this after staying for a week in the sun? Creepy, isn't it? But here's where things take a dark turn. It's not just the watermelons.
There you go.
There's been loads of videos of other types of food, such as avocados, chicken, and others, that kind of look like they're fake. Check this out.
So my mother was showing me that she opened a banana that she thinks that these are not real bananas. We got it from the supermarket, but when she opens it and she breaks it in half, it gets very tough and doesn't really break. And if when it pulls, it's like it's glue. It's very tight and doughy. I've never ever seen a banana like that. I don't know if it's just our banana or if it's this brand, but at the end of the day, it looks very, very fake.
First of all, look at this.
Regular fish.
Supposedly. Regular fish. But look.
Look at the texture.
My finger makes an indent like a sponge. And then I did this.
Squeeze.
Squeeze. I squeeze it as hard as I could. And look, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
Looks like
it
a wet napkin.
Doesn't fall apart at all. And then watch this.
Absorbed the water and went back to the original shape.
Water, and it reabsorbed everything, and it's back to normal. That's not.
I gave my daughter a bowl of blueberries. I take what's left in her little bowl and I put it down the drain for the garbage disposal. And I push the button. It's doing its thing, but there's a clinking, and it sounds like something's stuck. So I go in the drain and there's a blueberry that's not breaking apart. It's not. I pick it up and. Why is there a rubber blueberry in my toddler's snack? If you can see it that well. Glistening. It's silicone. It's a silicone blueberry.
The deeper I went into this topic, the creepier it got. In a video posted by Raquel Martinez 201, she uses a strange method to test the food out before buying it. And what she finds out is quite shocking. Check this out.
Put a magnet that I got from here into the chicken. Let's try.
Raquel Martinez sticks a magnet into a chicken breast and the unthinkable happens. It actually sticks. While some believe that there's possibly some form of metal in the chicken, others state that it's just a suction from the water and the plastic, which could be the case. But here's the thing. Millions of people are already eating fake food in China and many other places. This, for instance, is a video of how they make fake eggs and meat. So I guess that the question that the entire internet is asking themselves right now is, are we eating fake food? Or is there something else going on here? I want to know your thoughts. Have you ever seen anything like this? And do you think that it's possibly fake? Or is there a plausible explanation for it? Located in western Canada, the Rocky Mountains are considered one of the most breathtaking natural wonders to visit on Earth. Its beauty and majestic landscapes are a must-see for anyone going on vacation. However, there's also something quite sinister about the Rocky Mountains. They've been known to be a hotspot for unknown and strange creatures that lurk in the woods. On May 2024, a trucker was picking up equipment near the Sunchild First Nation Reservation, and it was really early in the morning, so it was still a bit dark. Just moments before the trucker arrived at the station to pick up the equipment, this happens. Pay very close attention. A massive humanoid creature can be seen hiding in the woods as the trucker makes a turn. Whatever this thing is, it's as if it was caught by surprise. It can be seen standing still in hopes of not being spotted. When the trucker makes a stop to load the equipment, he gets out, and I guess that this is when he actually sees it. Now completely freaked out, he runs back to the truck and gets the heck out of there as fast as possible. After being uploaded to Sunnyvader YouTube channel, the video went viral. There were many internet users stating that this creature has to be at least 11 feet tall. Now I'm not exactly sure if this is the real deal or not. What I do know, however, is that if we slow-mo and replay the video for a couple of times, I'm pretty sure that we can see what looks like its eyes shining. Now, if this is the case, it could possibly mean that this is the real deal. But when it comes to encounters with unexplained creatures, it doesn't stop there. On October 2022, Dale Hanchar and his wife Colleen were sailing on Okanagan Lake in Canada. It was a beautiful but unusual hot day and everything was as it should. This is when all of a sudden, a friend of theirs, Myrna Germaine Brown, who was sailing along with them, spotted what looked like some sort of monster-like creature sticking its head out of the water. She immediately gets her camera and accidentally snaps a picture instead of recording a video, and this is what she captured on camera. At first, it looks as if they caught some sort of bird, maybe ducking inside the water, trying to catch some fish. But then if we zoom in, it actually looks as if we can see the creature's eyes and teeth. Needless to say, after they posted the picture to the internet, it went viral and there were many people saying that this is possibly the Ogopogo, a mythological snake-like monster that supposedly inhabits Okanagan Lake. Now one could say that this is just pareidolia or a coincidence or maybe even a plastic bag floating in the water, but there are hundreds of supposed sightings of the Ogopogo in Okanagan Lake. So if there is a huge, monster-like creature lurking in these waters, it could just be that Dale and Colleen captured it on camera that sunny day. Since the development of technology, humans have begun to question concepts that once sounded completely ludicrous. Say, for instance, the pen drive. When I was younger, I would never imagine that it would be possible to store books, movies, and music in a single pen drive. And here we are in 2024, and it's not only possible, it can actually store much more. But if we start looking deeper into technology, it actually leads us to a rabbit hole. For instance, in this particular video, a woman's dogs seem to freeze for more than 5 minutes. Trying to find an explanation for what was going on, many people coined this a possible glitch in the Matrix. In this next video, a seagull appears to be flashing some sort of electric current. The same thing appears to happen in this next video posted by SamSophia179 on TikTok. These types of unexplained phenomena, and many more, led several people to speculate that our reality may be glitching for some mysterious reason.
Ma sono immobili? Ma perché? Ma raga, non ci credo.
Now, one of the deepest and unspoken rabbit holes of technology is the simulation theory. In 2003, Nick Bostrom suggested that we might be living in some sort of digital simulation created by a higher intelligence.
What the f*** is it?
This is a theory that would sound ludicrous a couple of decades ago, but nowadays, with our growing understanding of computers and how the digital world works, more and more people are starting to accept that there's a possibility that we're living in some sort of digital simulation as seen in certain sci-fi movies. But if this is the case, and we're possibly living in some sort of matrix, and there are possibly Neos out there should be video evidence of such a thing, right? Well, maybe there is. Just recently, I came across an Instagram account that's been getting a lot of attention, and the man behind the account states that he can do things you'd only see in sci-fi movies such as The Avatar.
Alright, let's see if I can really push this. Alright.
Alright, you're good.
The man behind the account states that he has the ability to control the four elements and that he's been training to do so since he was very young. This, for instance, is the first video where he supposedly finds out that he can control the wind and that it's not just a coincidence. Check this out.
Alright, let's see if I can really push this. Alright.
In this video, he supposedly uses the power of chi to control the wind and create waves on a lake. At first, I was a bit skeptical of it, and so was the entire internet. But then he posted a second video. Check this out. Did you see that? If you look closely, it's as if he's controlling the leaves that he's pointing at. The other leaves are not moving at all. Not only that, when he pulls them, they actually come towards him. What is going on here? After posting the video, it went viral. There were many people leaving comments asking him how is it that he's doing this. But there were others that were still skeptical. So he uploaded another video. Check this out. strange, isn't it? How is it that he's doing this? Either this is a really big coincidence, or it's the real deal. After posting this video, it got massive attention and most internet users were completely baffled. Some believe that this might be the real deal. Others state that he's using some sort of electric fan or something like that. So he goes on and posts another video, this time a bit different.
Stop. Okay, now we begin. One man's trash is seriously an airbender's treasure. Like, seriously.
He says that through meditation and connecting your body to nature, you can harness the power of chi. In this video, he states that he's going to apply the power of chi to improve his strength. Did you see that? He appears to snap a tree in half, as if it's a stick. And at first, I thought it could be fake. But if we rewind and slow-mo the video, you can clearly see it happening. Not only that, we can hear him snapping the tree. Now, taking into consideration that the strongest human has a punching force of around 10,000 newtons, and that to snap this tree down we would need around 900,000 newtons, it will make it impossible for a human being to actually do this. So, what's going on here? Could it really be that he mastered the power of chi, an ancient knowledge passed on by Tibetan monks for generations? Or is this possibly fake, or just a coincidence? But if it is, how do we explain videos like this one? There's no electric fan that would be powerful enough to produce a wind force like this. And it would be too much of a coincidence that every time he records, something like this happens.
Alright, you're good.
So you start it with this. You retain it, maintain it with this.
Not to mention the fact that there are many people out there who state to have the same superhuman ability. But I want to know your thoughts. Do you think that this could be the real deal? And if so, why are most human beings nowadays not capable of such a thing? Now, I don't know if you know about this, but around 11 million people work the night shift every single day just in the United States alone. That's a lot of people if you stop to think about it. Many seem to choose this schedule for its seemingly easier pace, higher pay, and lighter traffic. However, there's an eerie aspect to the night shift that often goes unspoken.
It's weird.
Most people who work at night often report seeing and hearing things that they sometimes can't explain. And I guess that this is sort of what happened with a bus driver in Asunción, Paraguay. On May 2018, a bus driver in Asunción had stopped for his usual coffee break. It was around 2:30 in the morning and everything was as it should. But upon returning to the bus, he noticed something odd, something that he couldn't explain. It was as if there was someone or something trying to turn on the bus engine. In complete disbelief, he gets his camera and begins recording, and this is what he saw. Did you see that? As the bus driver goes inside, we can clearly see that there's no one sitting in the driver's seat. Now completely freaked out, the bus driver uploads the video to the internet and it gets massive attention. So much attention that it ended up on several different news stations in Paraguay. While some internet users believe that the video is fake and that there is someone trying to turn the engine on from the engine bay, others believe that it could be the real deal, taking into consideration the amount of strange stories and reports of ghost passengers in trains, buses, and other means of transportation. Strange, isn't it? But when it comes to bizarre encounters and haunted buses, it doesn't stop there. For several decades, the neighborhood of La Campanera in El Salvador has been one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in the country. Since the 1990s, gang members have exploited the fact that La Campanera has only one main road in and out, and transformed the neighborhood into a violent stronghold. Little by little, La Campanera became one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in El Salvador, with several people mysteriously vanishing over the years. In 2022, however, La Campanera became once again a safe neighborhood, or at least, so they thought. Because of all of the mysterious disappearances and deaths that had happened in the past, La Campanera became somewhat of a haunted neighborhood, full of strange stories of ghosts and shadow people that supposedly haunt the area.
There's nobody here, right? Nobody here. What is that? Because it is not me. This is me leaving, closing the door. What's that? And here comes the door back opening. And nobody's there. But yet.
And it was while doing an urban exploration that Exploración Urbanas SV captured something chilling on camera. They come across an empty bus with one of its lights on. Intrigued, they go inside to check if there's someone there.
Miren, bichos. Miremos si no hay nadie adentro. Miremos si no hay nadie adentro.
Ah. Vaya.
Por ahí. Es que cuando vas caminando escucho un ruido adentro.
After taking a quick tour inside the bus, they began feeling as if they were being watched, so they decide to leave. And this is when things take a strange turn. Check this out.
Ah, no mames, güey.
¿Qué quieres?
Miren. A la madre, güey.
What appears to be a shadowy humanoid figure can be seen in the distance. Whatever this thing is, it seems to be completely featureless. There's no face, nothing. It didn't take long before Exploración Urbanas and his buddies realized that whatever this thing is, it might not be human. so they get the heck out of there as fast as possible. After being uploaded, the video amassed millions of views and thousands of comments, and most people seem to agree that this is possibly a djinn, an entity made out of smokeless fire that in most cases appears to be featureless. Others believe that this could be just a person stalking them around, which in my opinion could be even worse. But if you pay close attention, it's as if this thing doesn't have any legs or feet. It's as if it's just floating there, but I could be wrong. I want to know your take. What do you think is really going on here, and have you ever seen a shadow person yourself? This is it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check them out, and don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. If you want to send me creepy videos, thatimpossiblechannel@gmail.com, and I'll see you guys again.